Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
If the good weather over the past couple of days brought one thing, that's people to the streets, out and about socialising, many of them out for drinks as well. But the good weather has enticed people outside to the streets, leaving some Dublin streets pretty much impassable, with people sitting out in the footpath, enjoying their pint, the good weather. And there's been a pretty mixed reaction to this over the weekend, particularly online. Some people take the view, what's the problem? Why not? For all the time we get good weather, go out and enjoy it. Others say, though, that it's blocking access to shops and businesses and the impact of that. So we'd love to hear your thoughts on this today. Ronan Rogerson is the owner of Drury Buildings on Drury Street, right in Dublin City Centre. Ronan, you might just explain what you've been dealing with.
Hi, Andrea. It's been pretty tricky to trade for the last while, with just the sheer volume of people that are coming to the street, not to shop. And I think this is the big problem, is that the issues have been that people are coming to the area, bringing takeaway alcohol from off licenses. They're not, you know, there are certainly bars and restaurants that are serving out onto the street, onto terraces. But what's happening is people are coming into the area with bags of cans, bottles of vodka, bottles of whiskey, bottles of wine, sitting down on the street, and it's just becoming unmanageable, or it had become unmanageable. Now, it was much different this weekend because there were guards on the street. And they were stopping people drinking takeaway. And there was a phenomenal buzz, you know, and it was working. But I just, you know, I it's not fair on everybody else who's trying to trade in the area that this sort of behaviour is accepted on the streets of the city, you know?
You see, like, I would have thought the good weather, if anything, Ronan, would have been great for the likes of yourselves and other pubs, and isn't Sis Madden's is nearby. Like, there's a lot of, you know, pub restaurants in and around Drury Street. I would have thought this would have been a good weekend, because you're well set up for the outdoor dining and drinking. People are there in their droves, no issue getting tables turned over and you know, and footfall in the door. So that's not the problem then. It's the people that aren't basically spending money in your premises.
Well, look, I mean, you're not allowed to consume alcohol on the streets in the city, as in, you know, the consumption of alcohol is prohibited. So when we get a terrace out on the street, our license you know, covers that terrace, our insurance covers that terrace, our staff manage that terrace. But when you allow the entire street to become
the entire street to become the terrace,
exactly, then nobody's in charge. You know, we have five toilets on the ground floor of our building, which are enough for our customers, but they're not enough for 300 people sitting down on the pavement, drinking around, you know, that have surrounded our building, you know.
So, and is that what's happening? Everybody's going in to use your toilets.
They're coming in to use the toilets. They're going in and buying alcohol and then trying to bring it out off our terrace. Now, we have signs up, and our staff are saying to everybody, guys, please don't bring your drinks off the terrace. Drinks must be consumed in our, you know, on our property. But people are being, like, incredibly rude to staff. I mean, I had some really upset managers at our weekly meeting last week, who just said they couldn't cope with the way they'd been spoken to by customers. Very similar to what happened at the, you know, at the David Gray concert over the weekend. Do you know what I mean? Where people just went bongo, and they were drinking no matter what. And they were going to drink where they wanted, how they wanted, and whatever they wanted. And if that's what we want for the city centre, well, so be it. It's not what I want. And I don't think it's what the majority of people want, you know. They want it to be contained, managed, like it was this weekend. And if you were, I was speaking to your researcher who said she was on Drury Street on Saturday, and there was a phenomenal buzz. And there was a phenomenal buzz. Outside us, outside Sis Madden's, outside Grogan's, there was an amazing energy. But But that was because there was one guard stationed on the street, and fair play to him, he just went up to people and said, look, sorry, you can't bring your own alcohol and consume alcohol on the street. You have to go to a bar or to a restaurant. And then everybody could do their business. People could get around. People could move. There was buskers, and it was managed. And that's all
difference.
We're looking for.
Okay.
You know, it's just, and fair play, the credit where credit's due, the guards are back on the streets now at the moment. They're out, they're visible. And after this weekend, they were telling people, sorry, you can't drink takeaway. And that's made all
that's
the
made
difference.
The change. Yeah, listener here says it's too expensive for a lot of people, for many people, to drink in some of the city centre pubs in Dublin, with the cost of living getting worse, government doing nothing to combat rising energy, fuel and food costs, says this listener. Ronan, stay with us for a few moments if you don't mind. I've Derek White. Derek's a town planner. Do we need to embrace our outdoor socialising public spaces? Do we just need more areas, Derek?
Yes, we do, Andrea. Ronan touched on it there. It's very important we have very well-designed spaces that can cater for outdoor living. There's been a big push on it since COVID times. And you'll find that generally successful spaces are spaces where people want to be. So you have to give them the facilities to have. They shouldn't be going into adjacent pubs looking for public toilets. And for years, Dublin City Council have eroded public toilets all over the city. And that's leading to the problem now. But we do need more of these spaces, and they need to be managed, and they need to be thoughtfully and carefully designed.
So how do we do that? How do we change what we've been doing then, Derek, for years?
Well, essentially, my opinion would be that a well-designed space has to have four fundamental criteria. It has to have a good aspect. It has to be sunny. It has to be positioned in the correct place. It has to have decent furniture and decent services. Most of the places in Ireland and in Dublin City aren't. They're designed by engineers generally, as opposed to architects or planners. Mm. And engineers will always look at how to fit a space into an area without actually looking at the design of it and the use of it. And if you badly design a public space, it won't be used or it'll be misused, as what Ronan is describing there.
Yeah, you see, there's a part of me, Derek, that just thinks, you know, when I wasn't actually really in town over the weekend myself, unfortunately, this weekend, but I was looking at people on social media and I was just thinking, like, for all the days that we get this good weather, what's the harm? Like, why not just let people enjoy the few days of it?
Absolutely. I'd agree with you 100%. And it's the way Irish people are starting to live now. They want to be outdoors. They want to have that buzz. And you have to do it correctly. It won't be successful if it has antisocial behaviour. And it needs a lot of collaboration from business owners, from members of the public, from the Garda Síochána. And they're all, it's not just about putting seats on spaces and tables for people just to rock up with whatever they want to do and to abuse it. So it's all down to the design and how we design it, how we can have a vision of using those public spaces for people to enjoy when we do get those few hours of good weather.
One of my own colleagues, Katie Gallagher, is with me here in studio today. You were out and about over the weekend.
I was. I was at the Barge because I live near there now. So I walk by every day, say from Thursday to Monday anyway. There's such a good buzz. Every day there's people just out on the streets along the whole thing. Some are running by and some are walking by. I'm usually just walking by. And on Friday, I knew the weather was going to break on Saturday. And I thought, if I'm not there, I'm going to be raging. So I went there and it honestly felt like a mini festival. Like, it was great crack. But everyone was just in good form. Like, everyone was just mingling, coming up. Like, there's loads of people that were there on holidays. We actually had a girl who was staying with one of my housemates. She's over from America. She's over for work. And she thought it was the best thing going. She thought this is what Ireland's like all the time. And well, it's all I've known actually from when I've moved back to Dublin now, because that's what it's like at the Barge at the weekends. But even when I've been leaving here in the office and walking through the likes of Drury Street, I've been looking, thinking, has it always been like this? I don't know. But now that it is, I'm glad I'm back at home. I'm glad I've moved back to Dublin. It's made me really settle back in much quicker.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends have moved home from the likes of Australia and America in the past few years. And the thing they say is that, you know, they feel like they're really missing that social element. I think the social element feels like it's kind of back, especially on weekends like that. And if that's kind of what we want, and we want our young people to be back here, I think the likes of that will keep us there, because it feels like there's a little bit of a holiday on our holidays.
Well,
life.
You talk about people living in Australia and coming home. And as Derek mentioned, it is that kind of, outdoor living, outdoor socialising. People want to be outdoors, that little bit more. When you were out and around the barge, I'm curious, were people there bringing their own drink? Were they buying drink from the barge, from other pubs? You know, was it...
It was a mix. So it was a mix. When we first went out, we had a few in the house first. We had a little garden gig and then we went over to the barge. When I got to the shop right opposite it, it was cleared out. There was barely anything to actually buy. I think there was probably a few wee boxes of cans. Really, very cleared out by that stage. So there was probably a good mix. But you also, to use the toilets, for example, you have to have a receipt in the barge. So I'm a very goody two shoes. I would absolutely go and doing that. But even if I went into somewhere to do that, I would get one and take it out. So I think there is a mix. And then we all ended up going in there after.
Yeah.
And it was packed. So, like, I know both sides, you know, you don't want to take away from business, but the likes of that run into a toilet, you'll probably get a drink or you will end up in there before or after. And it gets chilly anyway in the evening. So there was a mix of both, but yeah, the shops were cleared out, so we actually ended up going in.
Inside, yeah, there's a bit of a shelf life, I suppose, to it. That's the thing, though, Ronan, isn't it? Like, it's more about, as you say, it's containing how we do this. You're not against it.
Yeah. Look, I'm not against it, but I think we just have to have a big think about how we manage the consumption of alcohol in public spaces. I mean, there is a reason why a pint costs the price of a pint. It's because we're a licensed premises. We have to get security. We have to pay for insurance. We have to pay for the clean. We manage your evening out. We clean up after it. We tidy, you know, we take all that responsibility on. But when that just moves out onto the street, who's in charge? Nobody's
in charge.
No, it's
a fair point.
Security.
And texts, you know, coming in as well about the rubbish. And, you know, who's dealing with the cleanup today?
Yeah, well, I'll send you pictures of Drury Street, and you know, you can put them up on your social media, and you can let your listeners decide if that's fair to leave a neighbourhood like that. And look, there's no issues with people mixing and mingling and socialising on the streets here, but it was just at the level that it's been happening, and not just in the good weather. Can I emphasise this? This is not just the good weather. This has been happening for the last year and a half, and it's now every weekend on Drury Street where there was mass crowds gathering for public street drinking. So when there's nobody in charge, there's no cleanup and there's no toilets, it's an issue when that happens.
No, it's fair. That's, you know, it is a fair point. Did you notice, Katie, was there a lot of rubbish left around the barge area along the canal?
I will say we live nearby, and we did leave and we looked at the streets and we thought, actually, it was a disgrace. And having been part of it, you felt kind of bad. Now, obviously, we actually lived near, so we took all of our stuff back home before we even went into the pub, because waste not, want not, it'll do next weekend. But there was a big mess. And I was walking into work the next morning, and in fairness, they were out in the streets and it was completely clear. So fair play to them. But that was the big takeaway. We did say, you know, it's not fair. It's not fair to do that.
No, and it is. Ronan makes a fair point about that. Paul Montgomery is with us as well. Paul's the owner of a number of establishments in Cork City Centre on the pedestrianised streets there as well. How are you managing this issue in Cork, Paul?
Hi, Andrea. I think we're probably at the forefront post-COVID or during COVID of getting streets pedestrianised, working with the local city council. But I think Ronan said everything very well there from an operator's point of view. And I think that listening to Derek and Katie and stuff there, the big issue, I think, is that, and I think everyone would agree in our business, the best people and about the public spaces and what Derek is talking about there are the publicans and the restaurant owners to manage this. Because I remember Kennedy Quay in Cork during COVID was just absolutely, there was hundreds of thousands of people on Kennedy Quay, which was probably dangerous because it's open quays during the outdoor dining or not, when you couldn't go into pubs, and it went out of control for a finish. And again, it was all off license stuff and that, and there was a few places doing takeaway pints and that. But the reality of it is, and Ronan has made that point, if we can work with the local authorities, both the guards and the city councils, and say to them, right, we are the best place to run these public spaces because we do have the licences. Like, there's no one with the best will in the world, you can't go into Fitzgerald's Park near where I live here in Cork or Bishop Lucy Park and allow people to be going in with, you know, slabs of cans and vodka and all that. It's going to be a free-for-all. It's not suitable. So in any public realm, drinking alcohol, because we see all the problems associated with that. We have enough of issues at the moment with drug dealing and people using drugs and all that, and I see it everywhere in the city. But the people to deal with are the publicans. I have pubs on several streets in Cork, and we're constantly trying to reinvent ourselves and trying to keep our business and our doors open. So we need the outdoor spaces. And culture has changed. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
Probably since COVID in the main, and people like your different speakers said back from Australia, people want to be outside. That is what they want, whether it's people watching or it's healthier. And the other point is people are drinking less. So I have two sons in their 20s. They do not drink anymore. All I hear about them is going to the gym. That is a phenomenon, whether we like it or not. So we have to, as business owners now, try and reinvent ourselves. Part of that is the outdoor areas. Part of that is doing something different, and people want to be seen. So, like, we can work very close with the City Council and with the RD and cordon off our areas, because, like Ronan, I can have my areas, my seats, my licences outside. There are 7 restaurants on one of our streets, and we all have our areas, and we've been operating those for quite a while, and okay, we have our hiccups now and again, and like we want to be busy when the matches are on and when Ireland are playing and Cork are playing and all
them.
That. But we can manage them because we're paying for the security to watch the area. So it's not an issue. And, you know, and I'm glad to see, like, and in fairness to police, we need them to monitor with us. So, like, if we have a situation that people are coming up with slabs and slabs of cans, you know, it's not going to be an issue because they're not going to get into our area because we've cordoned off with barriers and stuff. And we have to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And we have to be allowed to manage it. There's no point, I've said it 100 times here in Cork, there's no point talking about public drinking spaces without working with publicans who actually have the licences.
Yeah. Well, the big thing from texters, I should say, about this actually is the need for public toilets. They should be manned, cleaned 24/7 on all of the busy urban streets, says this texter.
It's impossible. I'm taking the side of the City Council in this. I have seen them here in Fitzgerald's Park. They put brand new toilets in a few weeks ago. Within 24 hours, they were destroyed. That people had stuff done with the locks, that them damaged, whatever. Unfortunately, antisocial behaviour is everywhere.
Yeah, desperate.
And I think public toilets are becoming, and I don't think that's solvable, because that's like saying we're going to solve all antisocial issues. And the reality of it is that most people, there's good in most people.
Yeah.
We manage our areas.
I'm just going to bring Michael Crowe in for a moment. Michael's a Fianna Fáil councillor in Galway. I mean, similar issues around the Spanish Arch, Michael. I can think back to even my own time in college there.
Yes, similar issues in Galway City. But I think primarily just listening to your contributors there, particularly Ronan and Paul, I'd agree with them that ultimately, traditionally in Ireland and down through the decades, the space has been licensed to sell alcohol, and each premises has a nominee for the license to sell alcohol. And therefore, the responsibilities that are involved in selling alcohol rests with some person or entity. And ultimately, that's the big challenge here, is we all like to sit out in the public space to have a drink on a fine day or even a dull day, as Ronan referred to. But ultimately, serving alcohol and drinking alcohol in public brings responsibilities. And therein lies the real challenge for society, is how we police that. And I mean police in a good way now, how we monitor it. For example, in Galway, Andrea, all of these gatherings seem to take place close or around water. Be it the lock, primarily the Loch Corrib down by the Spanish Arch, and also on the banks of Loch Corrib up by NUIG. Personally, I'd have a genuine fearful concern that someday that there would be a tragedy, because they're uncontrolled, they're unlicensed, and I'm not a party pooper, but you know they're vulnerable settings, and when you're operating a space that deals in alcohol effectively, that sells alcohol or distributes alcohol, there should be some sort of a license set up. And that's the challenge for us, all of us, both publicans, public representatives, and the local authorities, is how we come up with a template.
It's not a problem that's going to go away anytime soon either. Paddy makes the point, apart from bad planning, why can't we be progressive? I mean, something as simple as the lack of toilets. What's wrong with us? A lot of people talking actually about the toilets and the rubbish in this instance. This texter asks, so it's okay to drink alcohol in public as long as you're paying through the nose for it. Another texter too, rubbish in the streets. It's a societal issue. We need more bins. We need more rubbish pickers. We should be looking for solutions to all of these problems. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Michael Crowe, Paul Montgomery, Derek White, our own colleague here, Katie Gallagher, and Ronan Rogerson as well. Thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.